AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Corina Machado met with President Trump at the White House.
A remarkable and brave voice for many of the people of Venezuela.
The president has indicated Machado would not be a good leader. She doesn't have the support. This is White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt.
I think the president's assessment that you just pointed out was based on realities on the ground. It was a realistic assessment based on what the president was reading and hearing from his advisors and national security team. And at this moment in time, his opinion on that matter has not changed.
Machado's party is widely believed to have won the 2024 elections, rejected by then-President Nicolas Maduro. U.S. forces in the Caribbean, meantime, have seized another sanctioned oil tanker the Trump administration says has ties to Venezuela. The country's acting president, Delcy Rodriguez, says lawmakers in her country should approve reforms to the oil industry that would open the doors to greater foreign investment. Because of the violence involving ICE agents and the public in Minneapolis, President Trump says he's considering invoking the Insurrection Act there. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem was asked why people are being asked on the street to provide proof of citizenship in Minnesota.
In every situation, we're doing targeted enforcement. If we are on a target and doing an operation, there may be individuals surrounding that criminal that we may be asking who they are and why they're there and having them validate their identity. That's what we've always done.
Last week, Renee Good was shot and killed by an ICE agent in Minneapolis. In the Senate, this is Colorado Democrat John Hickenlooper.
We're going to argue the legal aspects of this case, but she was shot, to the best of our knowledge, trying to have her voice heard that what was being done to her, to the community in this country, was wrong.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. More charges involving basketball and betting.
Federal prosecutors are charging 26 people, including former college basketball players who allegedly tried to fix games as recently as last season in what they call a scheme to rig NCAA and Chinese Basketball Association games. U.S. Attorney David Metcalf.
They would bribe said player to deliberately underperform so that his team would lose by more than they were favored to.
Of the defendants named in Thursday's indictment, 15 played basketball for Division I NCAA schools as recently as the 2024-25 season. Five others were described by authorities as fixers. The charges, filed in federal court in Philadelphia, include wire fraud, bribery, and conspiracy. Authorities say the fixers recruited the college basketball players with bribe payments usually ranging from $10,000 to $30,000 per game. I'm Geffen Coolball.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.